Kids, this is J.M. Clark. I am the host of An Elegant Weapon, and you are listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this edition, I chat with J.M. Clark about the second edition of Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Residing in the Greater Toronto Area, J.M. Clark is a comic convention panel moderator, plus sketch battle host, a well-admired podcaster, and a huge collector of lightsabers. In fact, it's his love of Star Wars and its fandom that inspired him to name his podcast An Elegant Weapon. For over 12 years, An Elegant Weapon has offered listeners a truly unique collection of amazing comic book and celebrity guest interviews. Taking place on April 21st, Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2024 is a comic book and comic creator-focused series of events being held in Toronto, Ontario. Mainstream and independent creators will be on hand at each show to sell their comics, graphic novels, kids' books, zines, original art and art prints, and much more. You can discover more about Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con taking place at the Transat Club at artsyfartsycomiccon.com. So without further ado, here's my chat with J.M. Clark about the second edition of Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con. So J.M. Clark, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
My absolute pleasure, John.
Well, I appreciate your time. Before I get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
The very first comic book that I read that I like remember clearly being a comic book was an issue of Emerald Dawn 2 when I was young. And I'm not like, I probably read like Archie's and stuff like that. But I remember being a kid and we used to take the long drive up north to the cottage. Our cottage was in Baysville, Ontario. And they would, my mom would buy me like Archie's and stuff to like, and you know, entertain me for the drive. And I remember when I was really young, my first like comic book was a Green Lantern, Emerald Dawn 2. And yeah, the cover with Hal Jordan behind bars, it still sticks in my head to this day. I have a copy of it. It's not the original copy I had, but I made sure to get one. But that would be the first, yeah.
There you go. Very good. Very good, yeah. So for those who don't know you, and I'm not sure who wouldn't, you are the host of An Elegant Weapon. So maybe you could talk a wee bit about your podcast.
My podcast? Yeah. It's, well, okay, just to preface this, it's been 13 years. On March 29th, I will be again renewing my hosting site for the 14th time.
Congrats.
Thank you. So there's been a lot of ebb and flow over the years. So it started out back in 2011 and late 2010, early 2011, around there. Me and a friend were just big fans of podcasts in general. And, you know, all the big ones back then, the Joe Rogan, Kevin Smith, we were all about those shows. And we decided to listen to what Kevin Smith was saying because he was like, anybody could do this. Everybody should do this. So we went down into the basement and we recorded the first episode. And it was just us, you know, talking nonsense. I remember we talked about Portuguese Manowars and we actually recast Star Trek Voyager as if we were going to make like a big movie and stuff. It was just nonsense. And that went on for a while until we started going to fan expos and realizing maybe we could talk to some comic folk, because this happened at this right when the New 52 came out is around, right? So like we didn't mean it to be a comic book podcast or anything. I just called it An Elegant Weapon because I was already collecting lightsabers. I mean, I've been collecting lightsaber toys since I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's just a phrase that's always meant something to me. And I always knew if I ever started a podcast, I wanted to call it An Elegant Weapon. And I kind of meant, like, originally that was more like an elegant weapon of the voice. You know what I mean? In, like, a pump-up-the-volume kind of way. it kind of morphed because of the New 52. We were talking about comic books so much that we started going to fan expos and interviewing people. And then at episode 70, he actually left to go do some other podcasts he wanted to do and left this in my capable hands. So ever since episode 70, it's been me pretty much covering conventions, interviewing independent comic creators, covering the scene, traveling around North America with Sourcepoint Press, who is a publishing house that I represent occasionally in the Canadas, and that afforded me the opportunity to just go all over the place, and yeah, that's pretty much what it became. So now it's not as frequent as usual these days, because after 13 years, you know, other endeavors start to pop up, and I've been having a few other creative endeavors I've been focusing on very closely, but the podcast will always keep going. It won't be a regular weekly thing, but it's kind of gotten a little bit more back to just a fun conversation with friends. It's usually still comic book friends, but it's not so like Kickstarter promotion heavy as it was, because that was kind of wearing on me a little bit. I just kind of wanted to have some fun with it. So that's kind of where we are right now.
Sure. You want to have fun. That's for sure. And speaking of fun,
yeah,
I understand you're going to be co-coordinating the Artsy Fartsy Con. And I still laugh when I say that, but this will be the second year. So for those not familiar with that event, how would you describe it to someone?
Comic books. It's super comic book heavy. What it is a little tiny Comic-Con, little comic convention, but it's to the purest sense of the word, like back in the 70s when you would just rent a room and fill it with comic books and people selling comic books and creating comic books. And Anthony, actually... the event's happening at the Transat Club in beautiful Toronto, Ontario, Brunswick Avenue. He had the place already rented out before the pandemic for a wrestling show, because he's involved with independent wrestling on the side as well. And he had it reserved. And then after the pandemic, he started kind of hoeing and humming about maybe doing a Comic-Con instead. And I was like, yeah, that'd be super fun. So we just kind of kept batting it around until the point where he made the decision that, yeah, he wanted to do this. And his whole idea was comic books, just comic books. He came up with some very simple rules in the beginning. Rule number one is that you have to have a comic book to sell. And, you know, it's kind of weird because, like, there's some pretty big name artists and stuff we probably could have got for the show, but they don't actually have a comic book. Right. They're just like print artists or illustrationists, right? Mm-hmm. But Anthony was like, no, I want this to be about comic books. Originally, rule number two was that cosplayers weren't allowed. But then he changed that to, okay, cosplayers are allowed, but they have to buy comics.
Okay.
So those are our only two rules. But yeah, no, it's just really focusing on local talent and helping them sell. Like, we're not being shy about it. We want to sell comics. We want these people to sell comics, to support their own comics. That's what we're encouraging. And please, if you're coming, please come with the intent to buy, because, you know, there's nothing else to buy. That's basically what we did. We've put you in a corner where if you come to this, your only option is maybe some prints and illustrations, but you got to buy comic books because that's what are there.
There you go. And that's Sunday, April 22nd at the Transact Club. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember going there last year, and it was such a great event. You were actually handing out donuts to exhibitors. You were like a hands-on promoter, I guess you could say.
Well, it's a matter of, like, you know, I'm kind of just Anthony's right-hand man on this. I'm here if he needs me. There's a few little things. Like, he was just going to call it Artsy Fartsy, and I was like, no, you got to put the Comic-Con in there. Just, you know, it just adds to the Artsy Fartsy. Little things like that. And I've had so much experience over the years running Comic-Cons that I just want it to be special, and I want the guests to feel welcome and homey and to really enjoy their time. So we want this to be personal. We want this to be, you know, on a local level, and just, you know, want to keep everybody happy and having a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is it you like most about conventions? Because you've been to a lot and you've reported from a lot. What is it you like most?
The thing I like most is probably, Oh, see, it's so hard because really genuinely there's so many aspects to it that I just love the whole world. But I'd have to say when it comes down to it, it's hanging out with my friends. It's being able to get together with the local talent and creators in the community, you know, during show hours, but also after show hours, you know, when we all get together and we go and we have dinner and interact. And, you know, it's a beautiful time because a lot of us don't see each other, right, you know, on other mm-hmm. occasions, except for these conventions, especially those of us who travel. And, you know, like I'm going to Philly soon and I'm so looking forward to seeing my buddy Stan Konopka because I only get to see him maybe once, twice a year, if lucky, in like, you know, New York and Philly. So that's my favoritest part. But, you know, I could talk about all the other wonderful aspects I love about them as well, right?
Sure. There's a lot. Yeah. We've established you've been to a lot of conventions and festivals in the past, but I'm going to put you on the spot now and see if you can pinpoint one that stands out as a favorite memory. Maybe there's just one that you could pinpoint.
Motor City Comic Con 2015.
Why is that now?
So, I started the podcast and was already going to conventions here years before I started the podcast. I think my first convention was 2001, maybe. Sorry, online, I had on Twitter back in 2011 when Twitter had been a beautiful place, you know, I met a lot of fellow podcasters and comic creators in this little community. In fact, that's how I met Sean Daly. A whole bunch of cool people. And I had made friends with a podcast out in Michigan called Drunk on Comics. And they were kind of hooked up with their local con there at the time in Novi, Michigan, which was Motor City Comic Con. And they were like, dude, you should come out and we'll get you a press pass. We'll set you up and we'll have a great time. And that's what happened. Now, prior to this convention, cons had always just been like a kind of a private affair. Maybe I kind of knew a few people, but like mainly it was just like me and my friend would go, or me and two friends, or me and my son, or whatever. You know, I wasn't really linked into the community. And then going to Motor City, it was just a magical year. It was the first year that it was my first American con already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the year I met Source Point Press. It was the year I made several friends that today I consider family. To wow. this day, it was the single most fun I have ever had at a convention ever. Yeah, it was just, it was like, it was meant to happen. And it started off 10 years of crazy Comic-Con adventures with Source Point Press.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, it's good memories to have. That's for sure.
It was cool. I mean, that night I got drunk with Scott Wilson. Of The Walking Dead. Yeah, that was like kind of my first crazy because they Motor City Comic Con, the hotel is like literally connected to the convention center. It's one big building. And the after party was on this giant outside patio with fireplaces and just a beautiful environment. And Motor City Comic Con was always known for, of all cons, being the most interactive between its guests, celebrities, and, you know, creators who would all go just to the hotel bar. And it was kind of the beginning of like those classic, you know, after party motel parties that you hear about at conventions. But this was like one that everybody went to. And that very first night, I remember I got drunk on whiskey sours and smoked cigars with Scott Wilson.
Wow.
And then the next night at 2 a.m., I drunkenly did a podcast with William Zabka. Yeah, of Karate Kid. Just like
me,
another buddy, Derek, and him. We're all drunk at 2 a.m. The party was shut down, and we stayed out on the patio by the fire and just recorded like the most amazing podcast. It was great.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool. That doesn't happen too often, that's for sure.
No, it was a special year, man.
Yeah, that's neat. So we've been talking about Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con number 2. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got other conventions. What else do you have planned for this year? Any major projects you've got on the go?
Okay, well, this year is kind of interesting because a few things have happened since the pandemic. So a lot of my traveling used to be involved with Source Point Press. And just due to difficulties in the industry, as we're all familiar with, that has been happening, Source Point is, I don't want to say, I guess hiatus, like a light hiatus is the best thing I could say. Because they managed to get through without folding like a lot of other companies did, but it was an incredibly hard time. kind of had to take a break. So that's not really in, you know, on the books this year, which has been my life for 10 years. So this year, what I think my plan is going to be is Artsy Fartsy Con. I'm going out to Sarnia Pop Culture Con, but just to kind of hang out with some people there. But on May 3rd to 5th weekend, I will be going down to Philadelphia and performing as comics moderator for Fan Expo Philly.
Nice.
Yeah. And that is probably going to be my only American convention this year. Maybe New York, because every year I have a very difficult time saying no to New York, because it's a whole other universe unto itself. Like, it's not even a comic convention. It's something else. So I might end up doing that. But my plan is this year is to do Philly and then maybe some local shows I'll do some press for, you know, like Niagara Falls, Hamilton. Of course, I'll be at Fan Expo in August. But I'm going to take most of the summer. And then next winter, I plan to go on a huge MegaCon Galaxy's Edge trip.
Oh, wow.
So I want to take some time off. I'll take a week off. I will head out to Orlando. I will attend MegaCon, and I will spend a few days making lightsabers at Galaxy's Edge.
Nice.
And that's my big plan. That's kind of, you know. And other than that, I wrote a comic book.
No way.
Yeah, I wrote a 3-issue arc of a comic book that I'm super happy with and super proud of. My artist, Sean Daly, that's the unfortunate thing. I happen to make friends and a comic book with someone who is probably the busiest working artist in comic books presently.
Yes.
And every time it gets to be my turn, unfortunately, some crazy cool, like, you know, bucket list type job keeps coming his way. So I just got to wait my turn. Eventually we'll get to it. But for me, it was more the exercise of actually writing the comic anyways.
Right.
Like, of course I want to get it made, but I am just so satisfied and happy with that. I sat down from rough draft to third complete. I wrote a comic book. It makes sense. It's kind of okay. And, you know, that's something I always wanted to do. So I'm happy with that, and eventually we'll get to the other side. But right now, I'm just doing my YouTube TikTok thing because that kind of blew up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's part of the reason I had to put the podcast aside because, yeah, my YouTube, I have this insane lightsaber collection. I have almost every toy lightsaber ever made. I've been collecting since I was 6.
Wow.
And I love to edit. It's part of the reason I started podcasting and I learned to do audio editing. But then I discovered CapCut. My son told me all about the app CapCut. And I was like, this is so much fun. I could just sit here and edit on my phone. So I was like, I need something to edit, though. So I started making these silly little lightsaber videos where I would show a toy and I'd give a few facts on it and maybe a little history of the character it belonged to. So I start putting these on TikTok for fun, and it just exploded. All these kids came out of nowhere who were just loving it. And then these older guys who were just getting hit with nostalgia berries all the time, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it kept rolling and growing and growing. And then I was like, maybe I should put these on YouTube. And I started putting them on YouTube and they blew up twice as fast. So yeah, I'm just, it's fun. I'm having so much fun interacting with all these people. It's just a giant lightsaber love fest. And I love the editing and I love the filming. It's just, I don't know, it's like it all just came together and I'm having more fun creatively than I've had in years. So that's kind of where the focus is right now.
That's amazing. I guess you're going to have more to talk about in the coming weeks with that new Star Wars The Acolyte show coming up.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. Did you see that trailer?
Yes, I did.
The last end shot when dude lights his lightsaber the other 6 Jedi in a row light theirs. Oh man.
That's a lot.
I couldn't even handle that scene. I'm crazy excited for that show.
And just so I'm like in the know, this happens prior to anything we've seen before, right? On film?
It does, but yeah. We don't know how far before.
Okay.
They have kept exactly where it takes place like a secret. So, yeah, it could be 50 years before Phantom Menace. It could be 100. It could be 1,000. Wow. We don't know, right?
Yeah, so, something to look forward to for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So with everything you've got going on, and you've probably got a website where people should go and find out about all your different projects, where should they go?
I you know, it's weird because I don't actually have I used to have a website, but it just didn't make sense only having the podcast. So I have a web address, which is anelegantweapon.ca, but that just takes you to my podcast page. So if you go to anelegantweapon.ca, it'll take you to my podcast page. But other than that, it's just an elegant weapon across social media. So if you go to YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or Facebook and just type in an elegant weapon, I should appear. Yeah, the website just, it didn't make sense. It was just, there was no traffic. Like, there was no real reason for it because everybody went to that other source for the content anyways, you know?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so.
Those are all the questions I got for you, Jay, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you want to get across in this interview?
Please come and support Artsy Fartsy because of these reasons, because it's local and because its whole intention is to support. And I know that's what this community can do. And I know that's what it's all about. And we want to push these creators and we want to help hold them up. You know, I know everyone else out there does too, but just know that this is so genuine. We don't make any money off this show. We like make barely enough just to cover renting out the club. And everything that the creators get, it's theirs. And, you know, we have an insane, insane lineup as well. Sean Daly is going to be there. Aaron Reynolds of F and Birds, he's making his appearance, his first appearance. Word Burglar is going to be there, which is super fun. Steven Andrews coming out of the woodwork. He hasn't done a lot of shows with Toronto Comics in a while. My good friend Graham Mizrak is going to be there. Keith Gratchow. Jamal Eigel is going to be coming in, best known for writing of The Supergirl and such. Ricky Lima, Marvin Law. There's just so many great local creators. And I hope you all come out and just feel that we're going for the core of it. You know what I mean? But one last thing, if I can say, because it's been a huge aspect to my life over the past year, is love yourself and make sure you're having fun and make sure you're doing things for the right reasons. If things feel like pressure or anxiety or any of that nonsense, just cut it out. Cut it out and do it because you love it and do it because you want to do it and you need to do it. Don't do it for anybody else or for any other reason but yourself or your own. And that may sound a little selfish, but I've actually learned that you can't help others if you haven't helped yourself. And self-love is the only love that's going to lead to a proper, healthy loving of others. So as cheesy as that all sounds, that's what I would like to convey to all your wonderful, beautiful listeners.
Thanks to Jay for the chat. You can discover more about J.M. Clark online at An Elegant Weapon and on Instagram at instagram.com/AN_ELEGANT_weapon, WEAPON. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Remember, you can check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website for so much more. True North Country Comics is on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. Remember, you can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And you can send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.